sitting on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people were at the bar getting tipsy after last night. We're expected 23 million people to call out sick today. They call it the Super Bowl flu. But our next guest, they did not call out sick. They are here because it's the week of love, and they are poets. So when you think of love and Valentine's Day, you obviously think of romantic words. And these three individuals are going to tell us all about a spoken word event. Good morning and welcome into this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It's 8:22 here on our great radio program, 46 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Because I don't want to butcher anyone's name. I'm going to start here in front and y'all go down the row here and just introduce yourselves and tell us what you're here for. We'll introduce and then we'll tell everyone what you're here for. So,
All right. My name is Regis, Mr. Two Chops Williams.
I'm Demaya, also known as Demaya the Vibrant McCrill.
My name is Chris, also known as Chris So, last name Blackman.
All right. So it's fair to call you all three poets, correct?
Yes.
Well, I'm a comedian.
Okay.
That's I can do a little bit of poetry, but not like them.
Are you roses are red, violets are blue?
I might do that this week. Well, she gave me an idea.
Okay.
You know, comedy, people fall in love with comedy well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with you, Mr. Comedian.
All right.
Tell us more about what we can expect at the spoken word event on February the 12th.
All right, so we're going to have, of course, me, the comedy. We're going to bring everybody in. Laughter, fun. Night for the ladies, of course, a night for the guys, but we're there for love. So we're trying to get people to come out and enjoy themselves and get some music in their hearts and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of love and comedy. I'm there to make you laugh. They're there to make you think.
Is this event for singles? For couples, if people are looking for love or to celebrate the love they already have, who do you hope to see out in the audience?
All in all.
Okay.
All of them. Yes, because they're all like just celebrating love, celebrating, you know, you want to, it's something nice you could do when you're married, when you want to be out and you want to single and ready to mingle, or if you just looking and not sure, or it's complicated. But you can just come out and just enjoy, and maybe one of the poems might just pique your interest and get you thinking, like, maybe I should settle down, or maybe I should still stay single.
Maybe it shouldn't be complicated.
Yeah, that.
Maybe I should stay single. A lot of people should probably take you up on that.
Right.
What? Exactly. So will the night go like some comedy and some spoken word mixed in with some comedy? Is that kind of like it will ebb and flow a little bit throughout the evening?
Yes, that is the main flow of comedy and spoken word. Of course, you're gonna have the jokes going. It's gonna be jokes and jokes and jokes, and then with that's with Mr. Two Chops, and with the poetry, it's gonna be words and love words. You know, we're there to give you an evening of all around just a sensation of love through all aspects of art.
Exactly. Well, that is a form of art, right? I mean, we often say when we talk about the spoken word, it is a form of art. So when we think of art, most people probably think of a painter, right, or a sculpture. Mm-hmm. But poetry is art.
And we are wordsmiths.
For folks who might not understand that, explain to our audience why poets, it is a form of artwork.
Well, how I like to explain, it's a form of artwork because we have our own unique way to word and word how we feel in and word, you know, how to express ourselves. And, you know, we may not be able to sing. We just know how to just flow with words and really just paint pictures, and you really use the talent that's really just in our mind and just flow like. Word like messenger, I like to call it. If you can't call me a poet, you can call me a messenger.
Oh, okay. And do you have like what your spoken word? Do you have like a script that you're not like reading it like a news script, but do you have a couple of points that will kind of get you going, or whatever comes out of your brain just kind of comes out of your mouth?
Whatever comes out of your brain just comes out of your mouth.
Okay.
It depends on the messenger or poet. Some people can flow out the dome. Some people, they can write. Like with me, I can sometimes I can't flow out the dome, but I write it down. You know what I'm saying? Then I just be flowing. He can flow off the dome. You know, like I've seen it. Like I have to I'll write and then I'll flow.
Meaning that you can get
figure out the rhythm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being a singer, but not singing, you're just flowing more.
Yes.
Freestyle.
Freestyle. All original. All creative. No chat GPT. It's all from the dome in the heart.
That should be celebrated.
God's talent.
That's really good. Because I know that's a whole nother conversation. Mm-hmm. And that there's a time and a place for that. But for that kind of setting at a spoken word night celebrating the week of love, you want it to come from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And so for you, you can have like one word. If I tell you something like folder, you could then just start flowing from that?
Yeah, but it has to have a little bit of structure, you know? Yeah, I mean, because with mine is I'm really a big fan of memorization. Mm-hmm. So if I write something down, best believe I'm going to know by the end of the week. So, yeah. That's what I do. And sometimes, you know, of course we have our phones or folders or notebooks to go by off of, but mainly I just go off the head.
Mm.
And so you sprinkle in the comedy.
Oh yes.
During all this, because sometimes you do get deep, right?
Yeah.
And you do challenge people to think.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
got to
kind of lighten the mood.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm there for. I'm
break
there
the ice.
Break the ice. Basically, I start with the icebreaker. I get everybody, you know, in that mode to where they're listening. Mm-hmm. And then if I got you listening, I'm going to bring up the next person. They're going to make you listen. So, you know, I'm the comedy. I do a lot of storytelling. I have a history.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the art form, too. Comedy is an art form.
And it's not easy.
Yes.
It's extremely hard.
Exactly. I wish everybody knew that.
It's really not.
It is really hard.
Comedy is a real thing.
Yes.
Exactly. Punchlining is
laughing
something.
And make people have to tell jokes. You have to get up there.
Exactly.
It's a great point, because you think you might stick the landing and you tell the joke and you hear crickets and you're like, I did not stick the landing on that.
That's
one.
A whole science.
It's all about it. Yes.
It is.
It is a science.
It is. You look at all the great comedians, it's a science. It's
and
a
I've
science.
Learned from a lot. You know, I've watched a lot, and, you know, your Bernie Max and your Red Foxes and
Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about comedic timing. But if you know those guys like I do, you know they tell stories well.
Mm.
You know, they tell stories. I mean, if I had a childhood that was funny, I like to tell people all the time that I had a grandmother who was a bootlegger. Ooh, I don't know if that's good. But my granddaddy was a deacon. So it's like...
You know,
but yeah, so it was something. Hey, trust me, those are some good mornings and some great afternoons in McConnell's, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Makes for good content.
Oh yes, great content.
How long have you three known each other? Y'all flow together real well.
Okay. We've been doing this for a while. Wow. So
individually or all three together?
Both, actually.
Both. Mm-hmm.
So how long have you?
Well, I can answer. I just met him last year.
Oh,
and
it
just flowed.
Yeah.
Them two actually popped out to one of my poetry events, which is pretty cool how the time
worked.
Shout
out to Lockdown Poetry.
Thank you. And then after that one event, I had to end up moving back here to Chester a little bit.
Okay.
And then, I got an invite to come to Mr. JT's event called Southern Dish. Right there at Southern Dish, A Night of Poetry. And then we recircled around and I met Chris again. Mm-hmm. You know? And then it's just been...
Whoop. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Well, you can see all three of these talented individuals and more during the Spoken Word event. This is going to take place on February the 12th at 7 p.m. at Southern Dish right there in Lancaster. It's a night of love and comedy. It's the Spoken Word, the Lovers Edition.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for letting us celebrate Valentine's Day with our heart and a good chuckle. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. It's bottom of the hour, 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump today plans to...